This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
All right, great to have you with us Tuesday morning. Alan and Jared, warm-up show till 6 o'clock. You got 18 minutes to go. And then the boys are back. The boys are back in town. Yeah, they're back from the Jersey Shore after they hiked back out to Long Island on Friday. And away we goes.
I see Tom Brady's back in the news, Jerry.
For what now? Go away already.
Here's the problem.
Is he coming back?
Well, you know, he wants to be part owner of
the Raiders.
Yeah. And then Jimmy Garoppolo situation with the Raiders, that he had foot surgery, and that he ain't going to be ready to rock and roll. And now the Raiders have a quarterback problem, and now there's talk of Tom Brady to the Raiders.
Mm.
Now, there's also saying that they're not going to approve him as part owner of the Raiders unless he can give them
an assurance that he's not going to play?
Exactly, Jerry. An assurance.
Like, could you be an owner player?
I don't know.
Like, you can be a manager. You can be a head coach player, manager player.
Manager player. Pete Rose.
Who's the last guy? Was Rose the last one you can think of to do that in baseball?
And he is the last one I can think of to do it in baseball, yeah. Pete Rose, player manager.
Did Vince Lombardi ever play while he coached the Packers?
I don't think so. He looked really old.
You know what's funny about that is he wasn't. I think Vince Lombardi died in his 50s.
What?
I think
he looked like he was 90, Jerry.
I know he did. I know.
The heck was that man eating?
He died. No, he was older than that. Let's see. Born in 1913, died in 1970. So he was 57.
57. Oh, yeah. My gosh, he's almost as old as I'm. I'm only a few years away from Vince Lombardi's age.
Correct. And you're right. You look at the images, he looks like he's in his 70s.
That man must have smoked a lot.
Let's see. So he died in 1970. When did Vince Lombardi coach his last game?
He was 33.
No, he would have been 50. I would say 55 or 56.
I'm just saying, he just looked old. Oh, he was a young man, Jerry.
1969. So 56.
He was 56?
Yeah.
So you're telling me those pictures I see of Vince Lombardi on the sideline, the oldest he could possibly be is 56 years old?
Correct. And he looks like he was in his 70s.
Fake news, Jerry.
No, well, can I tell you?
Did you see what happened in the Angels, who was this?
Angels-Marlins game?
Angels-Marlins game.
They got their heads up their ass.
Yes, I did. This was from Saturday, by the way.
Angels, Marlins, there was a challenge.
Yeah, a good challenge, by the way.
A good challenge.
A successful challenge, as they say.
But umps didn't want them challenging or thought that it was a stupid
challenge?
Hard
to say. So I'll play the... So first of all, it's the 10th inning of the game,
all right.
Number one. And it looks like you get an inning-ending 1-2-3 double play. Pitcher, catcher to first base. And then all of a sudden, as the Marlin broadcasters are going to break, the music's running... You hear the announcer say, hey, the Marlins might be challenging, and then it trails off. And then in the middle of the commercial, they come back. And the umpire is having trouble talking over it. Motley Crue was playing in the background. But I guess he was having trouble with the earpiece. So he says the Marlins are challenging, and he says it a couple, maybe even three times. And then clearly he was having trouble with the button, and he turns to C.B. Buckner, and that's when he says they got their heads up their ass. I don't know if he was talking about the Marlins. If he was talking about the people running the replay, the headphone, I don't know. I'm not sure, but this is how it sounded on Marlins TV.
Now, home plate umpire C.B. Buckner had a really good
Miami's
look at
challenging
it.
The out call at home plate.
But the Marlins are going to challenge that.
They got their heads up their ass.
And no reaction.
And obviously a crucial play in this ball game.
The announcer just keeps going like he never even heard it.
First
Christ,
of all,
get your head out of the sand or out of your ass and wake up.
The announcer's talking over the ump, trying to explain as well.
Yeah.
So maybe no one was hearing.
Maybe.
The announcement.
It's very, because.
Other than TV.
Again, like when he does what he does and the announcer just follows up.
That.
They got their heads up their ass.
Oh,
and
let's go.
Obviously a crucial play in this ball game.
I'm with you on this one. When I first heard this, I thought he was talking about the Marlins have their head up their ass.
Oh, I don't know.
But I think you're right. I think it's probably whoever's controlling whoever's responsible for controlling the microphones over the loudspeaker in the stadium.
Because he was clearly having trouble hearing.
They have their head up their ass.
Correct. So heads up their asses, and the Marlins won the challenge.
Okay.
As it was.
So. There was another weird baseball situation over the weekend. Hornell High School. Did you see this one, Jerry?
I did see this. This was the strikeout. The catcher thought he tagged him, thought that the umpire ruled him out, didn't, and then they proceed to run around the bases as they're celebrating, and then all of a sudden, they lost.
Yeah, Hornell High School celebrating their championship. Catcher dropped strike three.
So did you see this?
I did.
Yeah.
Because he went to tag on the dropped strike three. The catcher goes to tag.
Yep.
And he looks back at the ump, and the ump gives him the safe call.
Right.
Didn't tag him.
Right. And he took that the wrong way.
He took it the wrong way, goes to the mound to celebrate with the pitcher. All the while.
But you notice the second baseman starts screaming at them because he noticed that the play was still alive. And he was like out of control trying to get their attention.
Well, who had the ball? Do we know who had the ball at that point? Like the second baseman had to go over there and tackle that dude, get the ball.
Well, he had
and
to come running in, though.
Out.
That's the problem. Like it took a minute, I think, for them to process what the hell was going on. And the second, I think it was the second baseman. It seemed like he was the first one to realize that the play was still live. And then he comes running in. The pitcher, I think, was laying down on the ground and, you know, from winning, or he thought he won. I don't know who had the ball. I don't know.
This seems like a cheap way to win, though. I hate that in Major League Baseball, the dropped strike three.
I understand.
So many guys barely make an effort to run down the first base. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the players don't want it in there anymore.
I happen to agree. If you strike out, you strike out.
You're out.
Yep. I don't. Now, it doesn't mean you can't run around. Now, third out, you're out. And the inning's over, but it doesn't mean with, you know, you can't still steal and run.
Right.
But I'm with you. I don't like the whole idea of stealing first base on a, you swung. Like, you should be punished for striking out.
Correct.
But, and even more so if you swing and miss on a bad pitch.
Yes. Right. Now you got an opportunity to run.
I agree. I don't like that rule either. Never have.
Let's abolish it, Jerry.
Yeah. And now they lost their state championship.
That's right.
That
New York
sucks.
State championship.
That sucks.
Yep.
And people were, I mean, that's all over the place, that video.
It is all over the place. Yeah. Yes, it is. I watched it, Jerry. If I saw it, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, unfortunately, the Heat won last night for whatever reason. I don't know. I was rooting for
They're the better team. You know what? The Celtics are probably the better team top to bottom all year long. But I thought the way the whole games, you see the end of game six was wacky. Good for the Heat. And I know Tatum got hurt in the first couple of minutes, but oh well. See ya. Bye.
Yeah, I just thought it would have been cool. Like the Heat were up 3-0. The Celtics come back, tie it up at 3-3.
Well, they didn't finish the job, did they?
They didn't finish the job.
And the fourth quarter was never in doubt, ever.
Oh, yeah, it was like blowout central. It was a 103-84.
Right,
final.
But the Celtics never even, I think it was a 8 or a 9-point game starting the fourth quarter. One team makes a run. Like, if the Celtics make a run, you got a game. The Heat make a run, the game's over, and it was the Heat that made the run. And that game was played within 17 and 24 points the entire fourth quarter. Like, there was no drama whatsoever.
Yeah, I looked up, I went in the back to get coffee, and they were rerunning the game.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was 96-75.
Yeah. Game was over.
Yeah.
Game was over.
Like you mentioned, Jason Tatum, he sprained his ankle on the first play of the game.
Oh, well. I do feel bad because I don't believe. I hope I'm wrong because I would like to see Jimmy Butler win, believe it or not. I just think he's earned it. I don't think they have a chance to beat Denver.
The Nuggets are too good, Jerry. That's
I
what
think
you're saying.
I think that has been the team all year that's been the best team. They've got the best player. Now, the layoff might hurt them. They haven't played in a week. But I don't. I mean, I could see Miami losing the series in 5.
So but not we'll a see. Sweep.
And I think the ratings will be horrendous.
Really?
Yeah.
No one cares. But what don't people want to see this Jokic fella?
Probably not. No. And I don't think so.
Really?
Because he's as good as he is. He's not a high-flying act. Like, people want to see crazy dunks, and I mean, he's just a slow, lumbering, great player. He's I don't know. He's boring, but he's great.
Like, he would need a high-flying teammate.
And then, Jamal Murray's pretty damn good.
Then as a duo, they should.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's got players. I mean, they're a good team. Yeah, one that got away from the Nets, Bruce Brown. He's on this team. But they're just good. Like, the Nuggets, there's nothing spectacular about them other than the fact that they win all the time, and they're really good. But I don't know that it's going to draw ratings. I hope I'm wrong. I hope their ratings are really good for it.
Jerry, what will get more ratings? Denver Nuggets versus the Heat?
Or the Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers?
Yeah, or the Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers.
What's option C? The basketball will. Of course it will.
Option C is the test pattern.
No, shut up. No, the basketball will.
Basketball will,
of
yeah.
Of course it will. You know that.
I do know
this
that.
This is a tough draw for the NHL.
Yeah.
And how about the fact you're a team like the Islanders haven't won in forever, or whatever team it is. And here are the Golden Knights. They've been in existence for a handful of years, and they're going to the finals again.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's the Panthers went to the Super Bowl right. Early on.
The Jet fans got to be like, them? Seriously? Yeah. What about us?
Yeah, I don't like that.
That is very true. You're right. So, whatever. We have time to talk about Jewel.
Yeah.
Did you see? I don't know. Did you put this on the show sheet?
Yeah, I did put it on the show sheet.
Did you see her national anthem?
I did.
I thought it was awesome.
Me too.
So why? And the only reason I saw it was I read a headline. I think it was something along the lines of disastrous national anthem or
disrespectful.
And I'm like, oh, my God, what did she do?
There's like the Indy 500.
And I'm watching it and I'm thinking, first of all, it sounds like Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
The way I would think Jewel would do the national anthem. I thought it was great.
Me too.
All right. So we're on the same page. Okay.
Yeah. I read the headline. I saw social media posts about how disrespectful this was.
Why?
And I was like, let me look at this. And I'm watching along. I'm going, okay, at some point she must do or say something
That's
ridiculous.
What I thought.
And nothing.
No. She sings it a little differently.
Yes.
But I love the way it ended. I thought it was great, actually.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about it was a little slow. So it seemed to go on and on.
But you can sing it traditionally very slow, too.
Yeah.
So that is, but that's a different complaint. People saying it was disrespectful or
disastrous.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Whatever.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
I thought it was pretty good. So.
I mean, weird that they would have Jewel do it. Like, what a random performer to choose to do the national anthem at the Indy 500.
Well, her father was an Indy 500 racer, a driver.
Okay, Jerry, not so random.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. I would just call John Cougar Mellencamp every year. I'm like, you're from Indiana. Come up here and do this national anthem.
3.5 weeks, you'll be seeing him.
That's right, Jerry.
All right, quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get you Boomer and Gio in here. Right now on Odyssey Sportsman and Amy Lawrence talking hoops.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry. The superheroes of WFAN.
Big program coming up for you at 6 o'clock, which is about a minute and 40 seconds away. Boomer and Gio on a Tuesday. What else you got?
I saw this story about an NBA ref, Jerry, and the NBA is investigating this ref. Supposedly this ref, Eric Lewis.
Yeah.
He created a burner account.
Good for him.
To defend the referees.
Yeah.
And that's a problem?
Apparently.
Who cares?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Why is he not allowed to defend the referees as a fake burner account,
dude? I saw the story on
dude.
Friday or Saturday. I'm like, all right, move on.
Yeah.
Not a story to me. Right. I say, good for him.
Yeah,
someone's got to defend him.
Correct. Good
How
for
many
you.
Burner accounts you have?
I have none.
No, me
Seems
neither.
Like a lot of work.
I would agree. It probably is a lot of work.
And then
non-story.
Even, and then LeBron James commented on it saying, is this true?
I saw that and I think, is he betting on games?
Right.
I'm like, oh, no. It's about a Twitter. Who cares? We got so many other things to worry about. This is not one that
but
even
why would
on
the
radar.
NBA, like, why is that even a
I
thing?
Don't
for,
know.
They're getting him under the, you can't comment publicly on officiating.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
Without permission.
I'm with you. Non-story.
I mean, how many followers could a random fake referee account even have?
9.
Correct. Like, who even found it?
I don't know.
For it to be a problem.
I don't know.
LeBron James getting the bottom of
As
it,
As you
though,
always
Jay.
Say, you start new Instagram, Facebook
yeah,
accounts.
Yeah, it takes forever.
It's hard creating
you
that.
You can't get followers.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.